Here is the news read by Ayish Mbile. First, our top stories. Muslims in Cameroon join their counterparts worldwide to celebrate Eid al-Fitr with messages of hope, peace, thanksgiving, and solidarity. And the Cameroon Human Rights Commission acknowledges efforts made by the government to promote and protect the rights of the child, drawing their attention to the challenges children still face in accessing quality education and development. Good afternoon. Muslims in Cameroon have joined millions around the world to celebrate the Feast of Sacrifice. The festival, which marks the end of the annual Hajj pilgrimage, commemorates the willingness of Abraham to sacrifice his son as an act of obedience to Allah. The day nationwide has been marked with prayers, sacrifices, and the sharing of alms to the poor. On the occasion, the President of the Republic has sent warm wishes to Muslims. In a tweet on X today, President Paul Biya says he wishes a very happy Eid al-Adha to all Muslims. We now take you to various prayer grounds nationwide where Muslim faithful converged this morning despite the rain for prayers. And we begin here in Yaounde, where Muslims used the occasion of the Feast of the Sacrifice today to pray for peace and unity to reign in the country. The prayers to mark the feast at the Islamic complex in Chinga were led by the spiritual leader Imam Umar Abakar, who called on the faithful to promote sharing peace and love. Here is the report with you, Gu Henry.
The followers of Prophet Muhammad in Yaounde braved the poor weather conditions and occupied just every available space in the Nzinga Islamic complex to take part in the special prayers to mark the Feast of Sacrifice. In his sermon on the central theme, the truth and falsehood, the spiritual leader Imam Umar Abakar, who doubles as one of the preachers of the Islamic affairs in Saudi Arabia, prayed for togetherness, peace and security in Cameroon. He said Allah has blessed the country with abundant natural resources, a beautiful landscape, and diverse ethnic groups which Cameroonians have to preserve by ensuring peace and security. The Imam invited Muslims to abandon their unholy ways, speak the truth, and be exemplary in the society. It was marked by the symbolic slaughtering of a ram, which reenacts the willingness of Prophet Ibrahim to sacrifice his son Ishmael in submission to Allah's command before he was stopped by Allah. The Imam exhorted the faithful to emulate the humble and obedient character traits of Ibrahim by making the sacrifice whenever need be without questioning. Some members of government, like the minister, deputy scribe at the presidency, Muhammadu Mustafa, and Minister Issa Chiruma Bakari, took part in the prayers.
Go Henry. In the far north, we go to Kusiri, chief town of Logan and Shari Division, where the Muslim community has been encouraged to multiply acts of charity, especially sharing with those in need. The call was the keynote message of the Imam of the Kusiri Central Mosque, Goni Mahamat, during a special prayer session to mark the 2024 Feast of the Ram in the presence of Minister Alamin Usman May. Patrick Tabo reports.
The thousands of Muslim faithfuls who converged on the Ngumate neighborhood for the 2024 Feast of Tabaski, amongst them Minister Alamin Usman May, embarked on a special prayer for peace and development in the country. The followers of Prophet Muhammad call on Allah, the Almighty, to continue to bless the people and their leader. Meantime, in his sermon, the Imam of the Kusri Central Mosque, Goni Mahamat Abdul Kader, challenged faithfuls to multiply acts of charity, especially by sharing with those in need in their neighborhoods and society at large. Imam Goni Mahamat reminded them of the importance of the zakat, which is said is a daily practice to a Muslim faithful. Highlights of the Feast of the Ram at the Kusri main prayer ground was the slaughtering of the sacrificial ram, an example for other faithfuls to emulate back in their homes. The Tabaski prayer session was also attended by the Assistant Senior Divisional Officer for Logan and Shari, Dewa Umaru. Patrick Tabo, CRTV News, Kusiri.
And from Logan and Shari, we go to Umayo Sava, where the Imam of the main mosque in Mora prayed for peace and stability in the country. Ahmad Ibn Mahamat was emphatic on the need for Muslim faithful to show love and solidarity to everyone, regardless of their religion. The prayers unfolded in the presence of the Sultan of Wandala, as well as the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of public contracts, Ibrahim Talbamala. Sylvester Temkeng reports.
The arrival of the Sultan of Wandala, Ehash Me Muhammad Ibrahim Buka, marked the start of prayers at the Mora prayer ground. Addressing Muslim faithful, the Imam of the Mora main mosque called on them to be grateful to God for his good deeds in their locality. Likewise, he enjoined them to relentlessly pray for stability in the country. Prominent amongst his brethren, Minister Ibrahim Talbamala, who doubles as one of the custodians of the tradition at the Sultanate of Wandala, acknowledged the efforts of state authorities in peace-building efforts.
I want to thank the head of state because without him, nothing can pass here. You know that the situation was the worst with this Boko Haram. Now we can meet, we can celebrate, we can pray without any constraints.
The event was marked by the slaughtering of a ram by the Imam, a gesture emulated by Muslims in their various homes. Mora, Sylvester Temkeng, CRTV.
In Garua, we are in the north, where Muslim faithful have been exhorted to shun corruption, defamation and other malpractices that hinder development and to pray for peace and prosperity in Cameroon. The clarion call came from Imam Modibo Jafaru of the Pompere Central Mosque to faithful who turned out in their thousands to take part in prayers on the occasion of the Feast of Sacrifice attended by North Governor Jean Abateidi. Details with you, Julius Neba.
Muslim faithful, irrespective of age and sex, proudly flooded the esplanade of the Pompere Central Mosque prayer ground, where in unison they joined Imam Modibo Jafaru on the occasion of the Feast of Tabaski to implore Allah to help them meet challenges like corruption, defamation, homosexuality, amongst others, plaguing the Muslim community and Cameroon at large. After slaughtering the ram prepared for the sacrifice, the Lamido of Garwa, His Majesty Ibrahim El-Rashdini, corroborated the Imam's invocations, imploring Muslim faithful and Cameroonians at large to shun corrupt practices that stifles development.
We addressed bribery and corruption, which are some key points the head of state, President Paul Biya, encouraged us to avoid. The Imam thus urged us to put our behavior and attitude in check in a bid to gear us towards economic growth, and we also prayed for peace and social cohesion.
It was with a revived spirit to change their behavior for a better Cameroon that the Muslim faithful left the Pumpumri prayer ground to go share their sacrificed sheep with family and friends. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garwa.
Let's go to the east and land in Betwa, where Muslim faithful have been told to respect the laws of Islam as they carry out their sacrifice to Allah. The Imam of the Central Mosque in Betwa, Muhammad Adam, was addressing faithful at the Senages prayer ground in the presence of Governor Gregoire Vongo and his close aides. Tala LT tells us more.
Addressing Muslim faithful at the main prayer ground in Betwa, Imam Umaru Muhammad Adam stressed on the need for them to respect the laws of Allah while they carry out the sacrifice of the ram. This, he adds, is the only way to make the sacrifice acceptable in the eyes of their Creator. A Muslim faithful is required to be clean on this day and sacrifice a healthy ram which he will share with his loved ones and the needy in society. It is primordial to respect the conditions prescribed by Allah. Muslim faithful, on their part, used the occasion to thank Allah for his abundance and mercy. Muhammadu Jafaru, Muslim faithful. It is our custom as Muslims to sacrifice a ram to Allah as Prophet Abraham did. We use this opportunity to thank God Almighty for his grace and blessings in the course of the year.
De notre cher grand-parent, le Prophet Abraham.
During the prayer session in the presence of East Governor Gregoire Vongo, these Muslims also prayed for Allah to shower Cameroon with peace and endless love. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
And more from the East, this time in Manju, Loman Jerem Division, where prayers were led by the principal Imam Chewu Hassan at the Manju prayer ground. Biki Ongum reports.
During a brief but significant prayer session at the Manju prayer ground, Muslim faithfuls prayed for peace to reign in the country. Chewo Hassan, principal imam in Manju, urged the Muslim community to share with the less privileged and to also live exemplary lives by following the ways of Allah, so as to attract his favor upon their lives. During this prayer session, the imam equally used this opportunity to thank the head of state, President Paul Biya, for always assisting the Muslim community and especially facilitating the process and sponsoring pilgrims who traveled for their annual Hajj in Mecca for prayers. In the presence of Angel Maiwola, divisional officer of Manju, other officials and Muslim faithful, a lamb was slaughtered by the imam as a sign of sacrifice and appreciation to Allah. Bikyungum, CRTV, Manju.
And from the east, we go to the northwest, where the Tabaski in Bamenda was characterized by calls from the Muslim community for the government to resolve an ongoing litigation over the ownership of the old town prayer ground situated below the station hill. The faithful argue that the current prayer ground is gradually becoming smaller to accommodate the growing Muslim faithful. Here is the report with you, Eric Langmiawufu.
The old town prayer ground was muddy and sticky as a result of a heavy downpour. The faithful meandered through the wet and sticky surfaces to offer their prayers to Allah. The faithful meandered through the sticky and wet surfaces to offer their prayers to Allah. One of the faithful, Adamu Gaba, used the prayers to call on the government to resolve an ongoing conflict on the prayer ground.
We want the government to solve the problem and permit Muslims to pray here, this very place that we are. This added land to us, using the land, is more than now 5 years that we are using this very place.
The Muslim community is also working on a project under the Cameroon Muslim Community Development Association. Mokhtar Hamisu explains that it is aimed at giving visibility to the Muslim community.
With participatory development, where each Muslim, young, old, woman, male, could sacrifice 100 francs daily, will be able to contribute 36,500 francs a year per person. If we have 1 million Muslims, we'll be able to have 36.5 billion, which will help us to build also standard structures like hospitals, like banks, like there are a lot of things that the Muslim community is lacking. Behind.
The prayers and the slaughtering of a ram was conducted by Imam Tuku Muhammad.
Eric Langmiawufo reporting. Muslims in the southwest region have joined their counterparts worldwide to celebrate the Feast of the Ram. The celebration, which took place at the Boya Central Mosque, was coordinated by the Imam Alhaji Muhammad Abubakar. Details with Kinge Angela Parr in Boya.
Muslim faithfuls in Boya converged in their numbers at the Boya Central Mosque in commemoration of the Feast of the Ram. The message of the Imam of Boya, Alhaji Muhammad Abubakar, was that of an exemplary life of faith, love, and patience.
Abraham, not only did he have faith, but he trusted in God. We find in his way of life the power of endurance, tolerance, the power of cohesion. We are calling on Cameroonians to be exemplary persons like the like of Abraham alayhi salam and his son. And when we ask, we should be ready also to persevere. Let us share love. Let us be people who are ready to sacrifice one another.
Some Muslim faithful say they look forward to continue the celebration by sharing as prescribed by the faith.
Amawa Skandarum 4. Everybody is well invited. We enjoy, we celebrate.
Celebrate this day very immensely. Alhamdulillah, we have already started by celebrating. So we move to our various houses, prepare for the day, and we continue. We invite visitors, we have guests, have fun with them.
The symbolic sacrifice of two healthy and non-defective rams at the ceremonial ground crowned the first part of celebrations and paves the way for festivities to follow at individual levels. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV, Boya.
Time now for our guest, who is the spiritual leader of the Boya Central Mosque, Imam Elhaj Muhammad Abubakar, now comes back on the significance of the Feast of the Ram celebrated today. It was in a telephone conversation with staffman Ngu Henry.
The Feast of Sacrifice is a confirmed tradition or sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was initiated or introduced by our father Ibrahim and his son Ishmael. When he was about to carry out to sacrifice his son, God saw in him a person who has confirmed his faith and trust in him. And so he gave him a ram in replacement and asked him to turn to his right. And there he had a huge ram standing. That's what was slaughtered in replacement to his son Ishmael.
What was your message to the faithful on this occasion?
Today, we centered our talk on the importance of faith and trusting in God. Abraham, he had faith. He did not just say, well, I have faith, that's enough, I pray to God. But he also had to trust that his prayers were to be answered. So we are inviting Cameroonians. When you have asked, you have to wait for God's appointed time. My message was based on two main items: faith in God and trust in God. Abraham trusted God and had faith in him, so he was given a son at the age of about 80, and the son, just at the right age when he had to continue the legacy, God asked him to sacrifice him.
What is expected of Muslims on a day like this?
There are basically two aspects. One, the spiritual aspect, which has been confirmed by going to the field in the morning. You pray and slaughter your ram. The second one is that you have to indulge in the social cohesion, sharing the meat with neighbors, with the needy persons, as is recommended by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you share it into three parts. One part is for you to cook and enjoy with your family. The second part is to give to the neighbors. And the third part is to give to the needy community members. So when they go out now, they should celebrate, but yet they should remain within the confines of Islamic principles. No excesses and no exaggeration in whatever they're doing, because after all, it was all about faith and trusting in God.
How was the day celebrated in Buya?
This morning we got up, the bright weather, though it was chilly. We came out and performed symbolic sacrifice with Muslims in their numbers at about 9 o'clock, accompanied by the local administration, the governor, who was represented here by the Inspector General of his office. We came out and performed the symbolic sacrifice after the sermon, which encouraged Muslims to live together, live in unity, continue to pray for our country, and pray for those who are leading us, and pray for good institutions in the country, Cameroon. Then can the Muslims now go home and slaughter their rams? If you slaughter before coming to the prayer ground, it becomes an ordinary charity. So Muslims have now gone home to continue their celebration.
The spiritual leader of the Buya Central Mosque, Imam Muhammad Abubakar, Baraka de Salah.
Baraka de Salah, Baraka de Salah, Baraka de Salah. Thank you so much, Baraka de Salah.
And this is CRTV News. The Cameroon Human Rights Commission says it will continue to push for the establishment of 398 human rights clubs within schools nationwide, multiply its visits to prisons, initiate more investigations, and take further actions to prevent torture as it works to promote and protect human rights and the rights of the child to education in particular. In a statement released today on the occasion of the Day of the African Child and signed by its chairperson, Mr. James Mwangi Kobila, the commission also applauds the government for significant increases in the budgets of the ministries of basic and secondary education, the construction and rehabilitation of schools, the recruitment of teachers, as well as the enactment of a law to protect children from violence, exploitation, and abuse on the internet, all geared at protecting and improving the livelihoods of children. The commission nonetheless enjoins the authorities to effectively address early and forced marriages, the misuse of ICTs, and persistent terrorist attacks against pupils, teachers, and schools that will prevent children in the country from enjoying their rights to education. The Day of the African Child today is being observed around the theme, Education for All Children in Africa. The time is now. In a related development, actors in the child protection chain in the Southwest region have been hailed for efforts made to expand access to education for children in a region where this fundamental right has been tampered with as a result of the armed conflict. The regional delegate for social affairs, Helen Bisombi, was speaking at a ceremony in Buya to celebrate the Day of the African Child today, during which she also invited all stakeholders to lay emphasis on aspects that could limit access to education for all children, as the theme highlights. Details with you, Hombo Suzi Monjoa.
The Southwest region for over half a decade has been subjected to actions that have impeded the education of many children. The crisis in the region has caused a lot of them to drop out of school and several others displaced. The slogan for this year's celebration of the Day of the African Child, which stresses on the need for education for all, according to social experts in the region, comes to supplement ongoing efforts by the government and civil society organizations to expand access to education, particularly for the vulnerable. Evenya Isuka is the Chief of Service in charge of child protection at the Southwest Regional Delegation of Social Affairs.
The Minister of Social Affairs, for instance, has a scheme with that of secondary education that permits children living with disabilities and children born of parents who are living with disabilities to attend public schools free of charge, right up to university levels. It's a policy and everybody has to respect it. Other measures have been taken to meet their educational needs.
The different actors have made some progress in ensuring that the displaced and other vulnerable children stay in school. However, the process, they say, still requires concerted efforts towards achieving widespread access to education. Humbo Suzy Munchoa, CRTV News, Boya.
In culture, members of the Manu Women's Association, dubbed Moha Global, have been encouraged to stay resilient, consolidate peace and unity in order to foster development in Manu Division. The words of encouragement were dished out to them by the chief patron, Minister Mengot Victor Arengongo, during the 22nd General Assembly of Moha Global that took place at the Manu Community Hall in Yaounde under the theme, "Let us consolidate peace and unity for development." Details with Irene Manti Ayonge.
If there is one thing the Manu women, grouped under the banner of the association Moha Global, is known for, it is that of empowering the girl child and rural woman in Manu Division. Thus, top on the agenda in this year's annual general assembly was the construction of an ultra-modern multi-purpose center that will constitute guest rooms, multimedia center, tailoring workshop, home economics unit, office spaces, banquet hall, and other units for social development. Professor Comfort Ojongpot is the president general of Moha Global.
I want to thank God because we have our husbands, our chief patron, our well-wishers who are behind us because they have seen what we want to do. So they come to our aid, put hands on deck for us to accomplish that ultra-modern structure for our girl children and our rural women.
And supported by their husbands, friends and patrons, one of whom was a minister in charge of special duties at the presidency, Mengo Victor Arekungo, who saluted the laudable efforts made by these phenomenal Manu women to keep the flag of Moha flying high all over the world and in their drive in consolidating peace, unity and development.
Without peace and security, issues concerning development of human resources, education will be far-fetched. They chose a very appropriate thing and I'm very proud because I know that my sisters took very informed decisions and there must be peace for us to be able to orientate resources for development.
Typical of the Manu tradition, the women showcased their talents in traditional dances and other artistic displays. Irene Mante Ayonge, CRTV Center.
And still in culture, two talents will raise the Cameroonian flag during the international finals of Les Outre-mer in Paris 2025. Jean Singwa Toya and Vahel Njoku were presented during a lyrical singing competition organized in Yaounde. In preparation for this grand event, an opera show took place yesterday at the National Museum. Artists from abroad as well as Cameroonian orchestras and choirs performed for the large audience in attendance. Arthur Ferze reports.
A featured performance of the renowned countertenor Fabrice DiFalco and barrington Vladimir Bidanga, supported by a full orchestra and choir, set the stage for an evening of lyrical excellence. The evening was not just a celebration of opera, but also a testament to the rich cultural heritage and artistic potential within Cameroon. Fabrice DiFalco, president of Voix des Outre-mer.
It's very important to help people, they want to sing like me. And if a nigger can help other Africans, other Cameroonians, I think it's very easy because if I begin Fabrice DiFalco, you can be too beautiful singer in over the world.
The event celebrated two co-winners who tied for the first place at the lyric singing competition, demonstrating their talents during the concert. Vanels Njoko, winner of the competition.
I feel good. I'm going to be strong to put Cameroon at this way. Opéra of Paris 2025, I'm coming and I'm so happy.
As the winners prepare for their journey to Paris come January 2025, the success of this event serves as an inspiration to aspiring musicians across the nation, proving that dreams can become a reality.
Arthur Feze reporting. And on to end the news here once again are our top stories. Muslims in the country have joined their counterparts worldwide to celebrate Eid al-Fitr with messages of hope, peace, thanksgiving and solidarity. And the Cameroon Human Rights Commission has acknowledged efforts made by the government to protect and promote the rights of the child while drawing the attention to the challenges children still face in accessing quality education and development in Cameroon. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Marie-Claire Messier-Cobena.
Bon après-midi, Aïm Bilem, mesdames, messieurs, bonjour. Les fidèles musulmans commémorent ce dimanche la fête du sacrifice sur l'étendue du territoire national. Des prières ont été élevées vers Allah pour la paix au Cameroun et dans le monde. Un grand moment de communion, de louange et d'enseignement couronné par le rituel de l'immolation de la bête qui ouvre les festivités en famille. Une célébration pouvant en cacher une autre, ce dimanche 16 juin est journée de l'enfant africain au Cameroun. Le rendez-vous donne lieu à une semaine d'activités dont le clou est la tenue du Parlement des enfants à l'occasion de la célébration de la 34e édition de la Journée de l'enfant africain sur le thème « L'éducation pour tous, les enfants en Afrique, l'heure est venue ». La Commission des droits de l'homme recommande au gouvernement de renforcer le triptyque « Enseignement supérieur, recherche scientifique, formation technique et professionnelle », d'affiner la répartition équitable des ressources entre les régions en tenant en compte des besoins prioritaires, de créer davantage d'établissements publics d'éducation de la petite enfance, de renforcer le dispositif de sécurité autour des établissements scolaires et encourage par ailleurs tous les acteurs sociaux à investir davantage sur l'éducation pour l'émergence du Cameroun à l'horizon 2035. Pour sa part, la Commission continuera à promouvoir et à protéger les droits de l'homme en général et les droits à l'éducation en particulier. Suite ce dimanche de la visite de travail du titulaire de la chaire UNESCO d'Afrique centrale, Accès TIC en France, à l'effet d'établir des partenariats pour le fonctionnement optimal de la dite chaire. Armand-Claude Abanda, par ailleurs représentant résident de l'IAI Cameroun, est ce jour et demain lundi à Nantes, avec au menu des séances de travail avec les responsables universitaires dans le but d'entrevoir la mise en place des laboratoires performants au sein de la chaire UNESCO. Il est accompagné dans ce voyage par le conseiller culturel de l'ambassade du Cameroun en France, le docteur Viceline Akomja. En sport, la finale de la Coupe du Cameroun de football opposera cette année Colombe Sportive du Ndiaye Lobo et Aigle de Tchang. Ces deux équipes se sont qualifiées ce samedi au terme des demi-finales. La Colombe a disposé de Issocha de Limbé par 3-0. Aigle de Tchang est venu à bout de Mintak FC de la Haute-Sanaga par 1-0. Ce sera la quatrième finale pour Aigle et la première pour la Colombe. Voilà qui met un terme à ce condensé des nouvelles en langue française. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CRTV.